Zip recording. Okay. All right. We've had a week, haven't we? Well, this is the Ides of March. Behold, the Ides of March. 315, 2020. We're going to look at a topic. This is the Prophet's Corner. Have no fear. That's what the Lord said to me. Have no fear. The deep state pushes fear. It is their mode of operation. Their master Satan's mode of operation. You're watching it operating in full force right now. The deadliest thing about the virus is not the virus itself, but fear. I don't know who said there's nothing to fear but fear itself, but whoever did say it, I've heard different ones say, no, it was this one, no, it was that one. It doesn't make any difference. It was a true statement. The deadliest thing is the fear. Fear in something is faith in something. It brings the desire not wanted. I say to you today, have no fear. Remember what I spoke to you a few years ago. Really, at the beginning of all of this, I'm cleaning out the closet because it is a mess. That is where everything is such a mess. You're seeing the swamp being exposed. Yes, all the things that have been hidden in the dark, swampy waters are coming to the surface. Remember the two-edged sword is coming, judgment and glory. Recall the word at the first of this year on 1-5-20, and I'm going to read that to you again. At the beginning of the year, the Lord gave this obstacle or opportunity. You can face each day and the things that present themselves as an obstacle or an opportunity. I've already overcome the world. I've already stripped Satan of all his power and authority over you. Satan brings the bait, but you never have to take it. I've already said that you are more than a conqueror, that no weapon formed will ever be armed against you, and that I will grant you anything you ask in my name. It is all already, yes, and amen. With all this in your favor, who or what can ever be against you? It's all in how you view it, and there's the key right there, your view. Obstacle or opportunity. Your attitude will most certainly determine your altitude. An attitude of gratitude will always get you as far as you need to be. I instructed you a few weeks back to speak the language of the kingdom. Praise and thanksgiving put you in the eagle's soaring position. The eagle sees the storm approaching, allows the storm to bump him up over the turmoil, and he is able to soar over the top of them, over the clouds. When praise and thanksgiving prevails, grace is released to always overcome. Deploring negates the grace. You know, Hillary and her basket of deplorables. Grace turns an obstacle into an opportunity to soar. So for everything you face, I have provided grace. I said I would not allow anything to come at you and overtake you, but I would provide a way of escape so you can bear it. This is grace. Complaining only leads to straining, but grace to reigning. This helps my sons to be able to face any situation in life and come out on top. Can do anything. Can't, never could do anything. Struggle, turmoil, negativity never gets ahead, and it's full of care. Be thankful, positive, and peaceful. That is a carefree life. Make 2020 your most prosperous year yet. Make the devil regret when you arise each day and breathe a sigh of relief when you go to bed at night. It's time to soar, my eagles. This is how eagles view the storm. Not in fear as an obstacle, but in faith as an opportunity. This is what our president, my trumpet, is doing in this deep state storm. He's allowed the enemy to exhaust themselves. See, they let go all their ammunition. This is all they had. Then he moves ahead full force. The devil always overplays his hand. Their plan is not going like they wanted it to, but now they have to play it out. They are committed. They are a total failure. The horse and the rider are thrown into the sea. They're dead on the seashore. Haman has been hung on the gallows, and there's no coincidence that this week has been Purim. Mm-hmm. When Esther stood before the king and interceded for her people, which is, to me, is the church, is symbolic the church. Mordecai was Jew, symbol of the Jews. Okay, I want to read a few things to you that I've come across this week, and we'll finish the word. This is the restored republic. I don't look at it very often, but I just happened to look at it just yesterday morning. Just a few highlights. On Friday the 13th, at President Trump's press conference, he declared that the nation was in a state of emergency because of that same coronavirus epidemic. That's a soft way of saying we're in a medical martial law. We just don't know it yet. Don't believe me? See the Stafford Act passed by Congress back in June 2019. They've been planning on this for a long time. Then March 14th, Trump had another press conference yesterday scheduled where he would make more important announcements. Would that one be about closing the stock market, a new tax system, taking down the Federal Reserve, actually announcing that we were in martial law? Or perhaps have returned to the gold standard? There were so many topics to choose from, though recently prominent bankers have let it out to the public that the world's banks were making a transition to a gold-backed system. Maybe it's time to let us in on the workings of our own monetary system that we fund out of the U.S. taxpayer dollars. I saw a little post, I was telling Daddy about it. This young man had been on a bus, and these two women walked in, I guess sat across from him or something, and one of them was with J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, and she said to him, I'm not concerned about the virus. He said, well, I'm not either, and she said, the reason I'm not is because, she said, it's a cover. This week, the Lord spoke that to me the first part of the week. It's a cover. So I've been hearing this over and over, a cover, a cover, a cover. And she said, President Trump's taking down the Fed. This is what she believes. This is what this is about. If we adhere to the world court orders, I would assume that notification to the internet group, let me get on past this. Okay. The coronavirus, or the COVID-19 pandemic disease that was causing so much international turmoil, was widely believed by the world's top scientists to have originated in China from bat to human transmission, yet there was a U.S. government alert published 5 years ago on December 21, 2015, a SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronavirus shows potential human emergence. There was a deal that I saw yesterday that they already did a study on this, because this came out like in 2003, I think it was, that it is human immune. In other words, it doesn't affect humans. Yeah. Okay. Wherein an elite team of American doctor scientists described how they had created a new coronavirus exactly like COVID-19. Imagine that. The cabal has been busy. Of course, we shouldn't be surprised about the 215 man-made coronavirus disease. Dean Koontz foretold us about it 34 years prior in his book 1981, The Eyes of Darkness. And around 2020, this is from that book, a severe virus-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all treatments. Almost as baffling as the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again in 10 years, and then disappear completely. Imagine that. The COVID-19 pandemic, invented back in 2015, was doing its intended job now by combining with the global oil war to crash the stock market. Here's the intended purpose. This was the deep state intended purpose. The intended endgame result of the globalist socialist war against President Trump to prevent his reelection. Duh. No biggie there. Imagine that. I think someone called Pelosi also talked about preventing Trump's election just last year and every year since Trump took office. It's getting a little tiresome, don't you think? Trump did have some friends. He was being supported by the Saudi crown prince, Bin Salman, who an all-out war could destroy his kingdom, as well as his brash move now being warned could sink the entire world economy. Imagine that. There were angels among us. In other words, there, all this is a big play for what's going on, a big cover. Okay, on March 12th, this was Thursday, the Dow plunged 10% amid the oil war and coronavirus fears for its worst day since the 1987 market crash. It was rumored that since last week, the ups and downs in the market was being deliberately manipulated to destroy the Federal Reserve and transition the world economy to a gold-backed system. The alliance was using the cabal's own endgame to create an endgame of their own. Now, what Q would want to do that? The coronavirus scare was combining with the oil war to cause world economic chaos and evidently has put the U.S. and other nations under medical martial law, though was paving the way for a Nacera-Jacera announcement that may come to a head in April, May, or June. Imagine that. What's hard to imagine was a temporary base camp that has been set up by the U.S. military in international waters off the coast of Alaska, just below the North Pole, named Ice Camp Sea Dragon. Before two Tu-142 Bear Patrol aircraft were chased off by American and Canadian fighter craft. They documented U.S. Army troops building what looked like a massive concentration camp able to hold up to 10,000 people. Now, where would they get that many prisoners? There were over 160,000 sealed indictments filed in U.S. federal courts against global and political elites. I looked at something this morning. I can't tell you all the names, but from what I gathered from this was a Canadian. What we're mainly going to see now are pedophiles, which will be mainly movie stars, and Oprah and Madonna were listed in that group of arrest, along with Tom Hanks. It'll be sports stars, movie stars, maybe even some political elites. Probably the bigger names like the past presidents and stuff would be in 2021. But mainly it's the ones, Trump's executive order, January 21st, 2017, about human trafficking. These are the arrests that are going on right now. It's not going to all be done in this 30-day period. There's just too much. Because each one of these indictments may have 7 or 8 people in them. And there's 160,000 of them. So you can imagine how many people. 1,613 have been acted upon and upwards of 500,000 arrests made worldwide. That kind of gives you a hint. The Queen suddenly decided yesterday to retire after 67 years of reigning. Since March 6th, there have been 2,200 or more arrests of global political elites in various countries, mainly Democrats in the U.S. and the cartels worldwide. Now, they're taking out the cartels. They took out a cartel this week, had like 600 members in it. I think there was 350 indictments, because these are the muscle behind the deep state. They seem to be going after the drug and human trafficking kings. Yesterday, March 12th, over 600 were arrested. This is what I was just saying, arrested in Mexico. Guess we should expect that new prisons would be built. Gitmo can't take them all, I guess. You see, the deep state has been operating a $150 billion a year child sex trafficking network. Over 800,000 children in the U.S. and 8 million globally went missing. That's yearly. That network was centered at the Vatican, where 66 priests were arrested by Interpol last week. Don't know how the Alliance pulled that one off, but Kevin Annette's been working on exposing the dark sins of the Vatican for a very long time. The Vatican assassins is the Jesuits. I told you about that. That's why the Knights of Malta bother me. They have the same Jesuit oath. There were now 37,000 more U.S. troops in Europe on top of the 320,000 troops already there. U.S. troops were sent to Europe for a NATO exercise, though may be engaging in arrest of deep state assets in Switzerland, Brussels, Antwerp, Berlin, Paris, Amsterdam, and London. A lot's going on that they won't tell us about. Dr. Kia Pruitt gives us a pretty good summary, an excellent summary of today's important happenings via Dr. Kia Pruitt. Years ago, we were told that there would be an event that would quarantine America and possibly the planet in order to make global mass arrest. We were encouraged to stock up on food, water, and supplies. We were also instructed to remain calm. Martial law may be implemented to keep people off the street while these arrests occur. Schools would be closed, flights grounded, airports closed, etc. Why? Because the people were being arrested for participating in corruption and worldwide pedophilia and human trafficking, crimes against humanity, treason, murder, rape, etc., is massive and affects every aspect of society. This includes Hollywood entertainers, NBA and NFL athletes and staff politicians, pastors, banking CEOs, corporate heads, school officials, coaches, and educators. Some of your doctors, lawyers, judges, college professors, school teachers, police officers and chiefs, firemen, business owners, airport workers, pilots, bankers, priests, everyday people are currently being arrested for their crimes against humanity. A lot of them were involved in nefarious behaviors in secret societies, so the masses have not been privy to their wrongdoings. ritualistic abuse, child sex trafficking, child hunting parties, ritualistic murders, Bohemian Grove child hunting parties, drug trafficking involvement in the underground activities in the deep underground military bases, the Dumbs. I just taught on that on my TV shoot about the Dumbs. This is why some of us reported on a notable resignation list for 2 years. Many people were on that list under the guise of resignation. They keep continually stepping down. Who was the one, the biggie that just stepped down? Gates, Bill Gates. We also reported on military tribunals, which began January 2019. Some of us watched military tribunals take place on cvine.com. The corruption was huge. POTUS asked that people not be in crowds. One reason, other than catching the virus, was deep state, New World Order, corrupt leaders could attempt to retaliate since they knew that we've been involved in a covert operation against them. Be safe. So these drive-by, they're setting up these drive-by, don't even get out of your car, we'll swab your nose. Well, I heard someone report there is no Google site that you go to. The president said there's a Google site you can go to and you can press your symptoms or whatever and they'll direct you. There's no such thing. The planet was being cleansed. The coronavirus was a cover. And I wrote here, the exact words the Lord spoke to me in the earlier part of this week, Monday or Tuesday, I was just really stirred up and I just kept thinking, what's going on here? And I heard that it's a cover. And that's when this all began to unfold. It was not on the internet, and all of a sudden it's all over the place from every sector. While it's true that deep state global New World Order elites created the virus and attempted to affect the masses, Trump and the Global Alliance co-opted the operation, used it as a cover to arrest global elites, including the Pope and the unroyal family, politicians and Hollywood elites. It's no what Lord had me bring last week about the stars are falling. Yeah. Look how many people look at Oprah. Everybody, but Oprah, she's like one of these women. She's on the talk show every day, and everybody listens to her like she's just God's gift. And she falls on her butt on the stage. The Lord's saying, you going down. And also with Madonna. The day after the president's elected, she gets up there in D.C. and says, we need to go blow up the White House. She fell on her butt way down, way down. Lord's tired of it. He's not putting up with this anymore. The stars are falling. Okay, the politicians and Hollywood elites, the mainstream media would announce that folks came down with the virus. Actually, they've been arrested. Some have been at Gitmo for a while. Actually, at some point, an announcement would be made. Yesterday, Charles Barkley comes out. And a few GOP senators, like Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, and I'm going, what's that about? Matt Gaetz. Remain calm and be stocked up. Those people who don't have food and supplies will have an opportunity to get it from neighbors or the military because troops will likely be on the ground. That's what they're setting up, these National Guard. Now, I found something out about the National Guard. Usually governors are the ones that command the National Guard for their state. But since the president has declared a national emergency, he becomes the commander-in-chief over the National Guard. So he says when and where and how and... He also can call up the militia. So these National Guards, they'll be setting up, they'll have food and they'll have things for people in local areas, you know, to help out. Okay. Because troops will likely be on the ground to make arrests and to keep people calm, a curfew may be implemented. I think it's something like 10 at night to 5 in the morning, they may be told to stay in their houses. And when I tried to tell one of my kids, you're gallivanting all over the place. You need to keep your butt home. Anyway, I said to Danny, I said, one day these kids are going to listen to me. We were instructed also that new monetary policies and new go-back system would be implemented and trillions injected into the economy after the global mass arrest. Otherwise, these nefarious beings would once again steal our wealth and re-empower themselves. Soon the Republic, our lawful government, will be restored under constitutional law, be encouraged. Things are finally getting better for humanity. What an exciting time to be alive. Soon we will enjoy benefits of Nasera and Jasera and our sovereignty and finally enjoy planetary peace and prosperity. Be well. I I put here, my thoughts were, we may see this stuff on before there could be a possibility to see some of this before the election, but it may be after. So, you know, we don't need to get in a hurry, because what the Lord really showed me in all this is not something that's just going to happen overnight and things will be back in a few days. Think about the plagues in Egypt. Think about what they came out of and what was left. Nothing. The whole place was desecrated. All right, I'm going to read a few of these also. All right, this was a couple of days ago. COVID-19 virus movie is a scripted narrative designed to justify closed borders and inspire citizens to stay home, while upwards of 500,000 arrests, 158,000 sealed indictments open will take place in the USA. It's jumped to 160 just since then. Okay, will take place in the USA in greater numbers worldwide for horrendous crimes to humanity and corruptions related to human and sex child trafficking. A depopulation agenda by globalists, illegal organ harvesting, opioid fentanyl epidemic linked to China and Britain and other nations. See, what they wanted to do was to push the 16-year plan to destroy America, caused this thing to be such a pandemic they'd have to force vaccinations and then depopulate. That was their agenda. Implementing espionage plans for the USA, this is a military operation that is being modeled after Sun Tzu warfare. The military and Trump administration is pivoting against deep state tactics as a strategy that will have the lowest negative impact to innocent citizens while freeing the world from decades of brainwashing to mass evil operations that operate $150 billion a year child trafficking network by deep state. It's just like Praying Medic says, what got his attention about Q, because he didn't pay any attention to it till he had the dream, and the man in the dream that talked like Q said to him, remember, this is all about the children. That's what this is about. Over 800,000 children in USA and 8 million worldwide go missing annually. Trump and White Hat military alliance is ending this evil cover up by the fake news. The storm is here. This is the Great Awakening. Right here, the coronavirus cover op 2020. Get civilians and children off the streets, schools, and public events. Prevents cabal doing mass killings for distraction or take anyone revenge. I saw someone that I think should be in the know that seemed to kind of poo-poo some of this yesterday. It bothered me a little bit because I'm thinking, when you start taking sports off the scene, you know it's a critical day in this hour, because everybody around here, that's been a god to everybody. Quarantine, cover for mass arrests. Self-quarantine is the world leader in Hollywood celeb version of the CEO resignation. Shut down airports and borders, no escape for cabal. Earthquakes in Glens Falls, New York. I know Tom Hanks, they've got a bunker. They were in Australia, and I guess he got arrested on his way to his bunker. They showed a picture of a bunker. I don't know if you saw it. Pretty lavish underground. All you see is a little bit of something on top, and everything is all underground. They're destroying the remaining dumb hideouts and shuttles. When we had that earthquake here a couple weeks ago, I remember sending to the kids, you know, that we are pretty close to the border. It could be some dumbs. They're blowing up some dumbs. That could have been why we had the earthquake. It's like crickets on the other end. Anyway, thinking, hey, one way or another, you're going to finally come to realize it's the truth. Capture, execute cabal figureheads and celebs swiftly without having to red pill the public, which can come later after the dust has settled. A 0% payroll tax extended, past the deadline, so that we can restructure the IRS, cut off tax revenue to corrupt IRS money funneling to the cabal. Draining the swamp operation is disguised as a health safety response. This president, he's the Lord has given him genius to do these things. Now a lot of people think, I'll get out of town, but. One more here. The corona is a cover-up for the largest U.S. military intelligence operation the world has ever known. The plan is to totally shut down the entire globe, make massive arrests, remove evil in government, bankers, global elites, Hollywood and sports stars that are involved at Epstein Island and other islands. This week I saw where Epstein is singing like a bird. He would have gotten 50-something years, but he plea bargained for 23 years, and he ratted out There's a whole list of them. I mean, all kinds of names on that list. Also, many other massive scandals. Remove the fiat currency and go to gold-backed currency, global currency reset, then activate Nacera, Jacera law, which wipes all debts, released us into Tesla's future. It gives us 6,000 medical cures, free energy, and many other things. Okay. So we see here, rather it is absolutely, I don't think all this is going to happen in 30 days. I think we're looking at it the rest of this year. I think we're going to have to maybe, you know, just let the Lord tell you if you what you need to buy, whatever. You know, whenever you get a chance to go, and they do have it on shift, you might buy a little extra if you can. But, you know, the Lord's never told us to do anything like that. State of emergency. The United States Constitution implicitly provides some emergency powers in the article about the executive power, which is the president. Congress may authorize the government to call forth the militia to execute the laws, suppress an insurrection, or repeal an invasion. I was telling Danny about how the uncovering of Obama's insurgency plan against the United States. Congress may authorize the government to suspend consideration of rights of habeas corpus when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. Felony charges may be brought without presentment or grand jury indictment in cases arising in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. In other words, they can get them, say, we got the goods on you, how you want to die? Ain't no arguing. I've heard that these military tribunals, they can just do them around the clock just fast as you can. So that's what's going on here. All right, let me finish this word. As you sit in your third heaven authority seat, you will always, from here on, be looking down on the circumstances. It is certainly a different view from up here. It is a view of victory, no defeat. You can do all things because of my strength in you. There is no can't for the sons of God. No longer look up. Oh, Lord, help me. Please do something. Lord, would you please do something? Everything's always in a guise of begging. I heard someone say something yesterday, and I had to watch it because I got furious. And this man ought to know better because he has a nationwide show, probably goes internationally. He was quoting some rabbi that had some word for the president that the president needed to declare a day of prayer. But he says, this rabbi says, that this virus came from heaven. And I tried to post yesterday on WeGo, and I said, there ain't no way this is from heaven. God don't send no plagues from heaven. Jesus took those plagues on his back. I don't know if I even got it out there because after I posted, I didn't see it. It's like it disappeared. But it made me furious. I'm thinking, it's because of these people. It just made me, I just thought, you ought to know better than this to even read this. Scare the president half out of his mind. Like the whole thing rests on him. I know as a leader, that's why we pray for our leaders. I know he has a lot on his shoulders. I know. But to get up there to say that, I'm thinking, the devil's the one that puts viruses on people. And even then, he didn't even make it. All he brings is a big fat lie. We know that what comes from the outside does not defile the man. It's what the man thinks about it. And that's why the fear factor is the big, you know, the biggest virus we have in the United States is the deep state. There's the virus. And when the president talks about the virus, that's what he's talking about. When he starts talking about the deaths, that's probably how many arrests they had in that state. Come on now, he's talking in code. He's talking to us. He said he had the test done. It's negative. He didn't have no test done. In fact, they found out that in 80%, some 80%, some 50%, when they take the tests, are false. Somebody made a statement, and I thought, you know, they might be right because they've linked adrenochrome to the corona because China were the ones that were manufacturing the adrenochrome. And this person said, I wonder if when they swab their nose, they're looking to see if there's any adrenochrome in their system. And if they're doing it, they just snap them up right then, put them in prison, put them in the holding camp. I don't know. There's a lot of speculation. There was a cute one yesterday. I thought that was so funny. This guy said, I went to Lowe's and I had my problem fixed. I couldn't find any toilet paper. He got a great big sprayer like you spray dishes and just put a little holy little deal to hold the hose on the commode. A sprayer like you spray your dishes off. People are coming up with some of the fun. You know what? Keep your sense of humor. It's critical. Yeah, that's what you do. People are just making fun, and I'm seeing some of the funniest things I've ever seen. Toilet paper rolls the size of the room. You know, the commode's right down here, and here's the toilet paper. Right well, you know what? We went into Market Street. There was no toilet paper. Huh? Well, I sent one to the kids. It was a roll that it says, this is what Grandma does when she finds out that there's no toilet paper. She had crocheted a roll of toilet paper. I'm like, there I am right there. I got a lot of scrap yarn here. All right. Third heaven authority. It's a view of victory, no defeat. You can do all things because of my strength in you. There is no Kent for the sons of God. No longer look up hoping for some breakthrough. It's time to look down in victory. Looking up will cause you to be overwhelmed. Looking down, you will soar. No more bad days. Make your decrees every day. I will do this and that. Body, you will do this and that. You get the picture. This is how you occupy time to soar, my eagles. How did Jesus, when he came across the fig tree, nobody eat fruit from you again. Went on about his business. Peter goes, Lord, the fig tree that you cursed, look at it. It's dead. He goes, yeah. He didn't have to go back and look. He just said, today, buddy, you'll do this. Today, we'll do that. Yeah. End of story. No arguments. As far as the enemy is concerned, there's nothing new under the sun. Same old tactic over and over and over. Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember the Mueller report? Recession, recession, recession. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Has most of it been spent and fizzled out? They're like spiders. They're spinning their web. They take a truth and they spin it. What is happening now will also just let it play out from your soaring eagle position. Help others out that don't know the truth. Your lights in the darkness. When they are in despair, you can help them because all you will do is win, win, win. Soar, soar, soar. Boy, the view is great up from up here. So now you know that this event is just a cover for the arrest, the draining of the swamp, and the reset. Listen to the president's announcement. Look at his tweets. He is keeping you informed of what is really going on. Follow Q. And the Lord said, G. G. Follow Q. G. God. Me. Earlier this week, before I saw these posts that I read you, it all came together for me. These posts are just a confirmation. When you hear the president give death tolls, I believe it's numbers for arrest or indictments. One lady, I think she was from the state of Ohio. I went to our ex-pastors there in Ohio and said, man, you got some Looney Tunes in your state, because it's a big human trafficking hub in Ohio. But this woman, she got on there and said, there's 100,000 are infected here. And they found out later that she was just taking an average over how many people in the state and the rate that people are catching it, and made a guesstimation 100,000. So this kind of stuff is going on all over the news. So you can't even trust what they say, that what they're even saying is accurate.